A former technology leader at the General Services Administration has a new job in the private sector. Dave McClure served as GSA's Associate Administrator in the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies for 5 years, and he's about to start the next chapter of his life. Congratulations, my friend. It is great to hear you had your summer adventure all over Northeast United States and Canada, and you are back, and you are going to work for Dave?
I'll be working for the Verisk Group in Vienna.
It's a cybersecurity company. It's a natural fit with your FedRAMP work. When you decided to leave government in the spring and you started to think about what the next phase was going to be, what were the things that you were looking for, not as far as the actual employer, but about what you wanted to accomplish outside of government that you either were working on and wanted to continue or wanted to start from scratch?
Well, Francis, what was really important to me is to find some place that focused on innovation, focused on execution, actually delivering quality services, having a good sense of value. And in this era that we're in right now, in the technology era of data explosion, cloud analytics, all of it having to be wrapped with very, very tight-knit cyber strategies. That, to me, was the role that I was looking to play, was in that space, because that is the space for the next few years in both public and private sector.
When you say innovation, though, that means a million different things to different people. What does it mean to you, and how do you think it should apply to the way technology works for federal agencies?
Well, I think, you know, it's a great point. Innovation is an overused word. I think what we've at least from my experience in working in the administration, is to approach innovation in sprints and short bursts, not to be afraid to try things quickly, let them fail. When they succeed, move on. But to avoid this multiplicity of constraints that operate us in the public sector, we have to find some ways to get around and ways to navigate through that sea with a little bit more speed and agility. And that, to me, is what the innovation that technology is bringing to the government clients.
You and I have spoken before on a number of occasions, though, about the lack of space that agencies have to fail and the expectation, especially from Congress, that everything they do should succeed and go exactly as planned. That's not realistic anywhere, and certainly not realistic in government. Do you see any hope that agencies are going to get that space anytime soon? Or what can somebody in your role, not in government now, offer to agencies to help them to get closer to that, at least? I mean, it's an ideal, but that's not going to happen. But there certainly is room to improve, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the government itself in most instances operates with a very high-risk profile. There's lots of variables at play that can make things succeed and fail. I think what we have to do as leaders inside and outside of government is to make sure that the menu of risk is fully understood and then focus on, you know, some real metrics that show something has made a difference: cost, time, quality. We really have to execute and show that what we're doing is making a difference in short bursts, short time frames. And when things are not going right, we have to actually stand up and get it either off track or back on track as quickly as we can.
How are agencies doing at cloud execution? You led the FedRAMP effort. You've had firsthand experience. And when I talk about execution, I'm talking about actually doing it and not just contemplating it or admiring cloud and saying it's wonderful. I'm talking about actually getting to it.
I think they're doing incredibly well, given all the formidable barriers that we have in the path of cloud computing. The procurement and acquisition process is still not designed to be really in sync with cloud offerings. There's progress that GSA and the other agencies are making to try to align some of the schedule and contracting approaches to cloud. So I think it's definitely marching in the right direction. What's I think very important for all the agencies is that cloud computing is not a thing, it's not a fad. It becomes part of their overall IT portfolio strategy. So cloud makes perfect sense for some things for some agencies. It doesn't make sense, perhaps, in other business in mission areas in other agencies. That really is what we have to sort through and figure out so that cloud can be matched appropriately to the mission and the risk profile that these agencies have.
Dave McClure is the new chief strategist at the Verus Group. That announcement just today. You're going to Verus from GSA. Before GSA, you were at Gartner, and before that, the Government Accountability Office. You go from one government agency on the congressional side to a fairly large consulting firm to then an executive branch agency and now a smaller firm. Are there consistencies in that you see in how your career path has gone? Because that trajectory, if you graphed it out, at least size and function-wise, might look like it's kind of a back and forth.
Yeah, well, as I think I said in an interview some time ago before I was leaving, I'm a fork in the road guy. I don't have a flight path that's from here to the end of time. I think, you know, I'm very open to new ideas, to new opportunities, and I try to match it to both my interest and what I think my skills are, and then the timing. The timing is a big thing. So a lot of this is about timing. It's about the right role and responsibility, having an impact. Being with the company like Verus, it really is experiencing explosive growth in some of the hottest space in IT. Well-run company. I think, you know, it's just going to be a fun environment for me and hopefully continue to make impact and change happen.
Were there things that you wanted to do at GSA that you didn't have time to complete before you left, or did you leave there feeling like, you know what, I've really done all I can do and I have a team here that's going to continue on with this work?
Well, I think I had a great 5 years at GSA, very close partnership with OMB and the White House, virtually everything done in cloud and open data space and the open data strategy. You know, I was a part of that. I think you get to a point where, you know, it is time to allow somebody else to enter in. It's time for the team to switch a bit, just to keep the players fresh and to bring in new talent, new ideas, and great people. And that, to me, was the time that it was approaching. I was ready for the next thing, and I think it's a perfect time. Was a perfect time for GSA to actually look for new directions with 18F and some other things going on. I think I accomplished a lot. There are a lot of things that didn't go as well as perhaps as we thought they would in some of the eGov projects that we funded over time. But boy, you know, it was a tough environment. Funding was really under duress for the last 5 years, and despite that, incredible innovation that we helped spearhead into the agencies, and I think, to me, that was what was really exciting.
You mentioned 18F, and I find that model really fascinating, talking to some folks that have been involved with 18F, and I'm struck by the amount of, I guess discomfort is the best word I can think of, in the vendor community, because they kind of look at 18F and go, hey, isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? And they're not. It doesn't sound like that the message that the agency's been putting out about how 18F will function as kind of a liaison between industry and the agencies across government will really work. What do you think, now that you've made this transition and you're on the other side, what do you think will make 18F successful in making that connection between the vendor community and the agencies that need help?
Well, you know, Francis, it's always about effective communication. So I think having lived that through FedRAMP, no matter how much we communicated on what it was and how it worked, there's still some confusion in places. So you have to just constantly communicate what it is you're trying to do and how you're going about doing it. Two things about 18F. 18F is being set up to partner with the private sector, not compete against it. In many instances, those teams are actually working with contractors that are working on agency solutions. So it's not an either-or at all. It's a combo that can actually work to everybody's advantage. The 18F team learns from the private sector. The private sector sees a different way of approaching a problem in the public sector with new leadership and new thinking. The other thing I think that 18F is designed to do is to infuse into the agencies skills, confidence, know-how on how to tackle IT problems in a different, agile way. And building that confidence, that experience into the agencies and letting it root, I think is where you're going to see some long-term impact from 18F.